Oh, well, hello there. Please, don't look so panicked. Don't you recognize me? It's Zoe from next door. I know you know who I am. I brought you cookies when you first moved in. Well, ever since then, I felt some sort of a magnetic pull towards you. I can't explain it. Not with words, at least. This is gonna sound crazy, but I just had a special feeling about you. That we were meant to be more than neighbors. I went home and ended up looking you up on everything I could find. Thankfully, you post enough of yourself online that it was easy to find you and follow you on some burner accounts. Couldn't have you thinking that your new neighbor was stalking you or something. Anywho's, I've been keeping a close tab on you. It started off simple enough. Listening to you humming along to music as you did yard work. Accidentally pointing my telescope into your yard when you weren't paying attention. Watching how you interacted with that skank you kept bringing around. What was her name again? Ava? Amy? Addie, that's right. For a while, I thought she was going to be a real problem. You would keep inviting her over, kissing her, hugging her, being one of those gross couples that's just so fucking in love. I watched as you showed her where your emergency key was hidden. You know, in case she ever wanted to let herself in when you weren't home. Never thought it would actually come in handy. I really never thought I would do something as bold as this. Coming into your house and confessing my feelings. But it just seemed like the timing was right. Now that you aren't with that bitch anymore. And I heard how nasty that fight got. I am so sorry. She never deserved you. I figured it would be my only chance to shoot my shot. You seemed lonely tonight, wandering around, looking lost. I figured you could use the companion, and maybe a bit of distraction. Hey, it's okay. I don't want to hurt you, baby. That's the opposite of what I was planning on doing. Crawling into bed with you. You feel me easily straddle your hips. Taking my position on top. Can't tear your eyes from me as I start to undress. My dress easily falling to the wayside to reveal a pair of matching lingerie underneath. Need to make a good first impression on you, baby boy. Shh, it's okay. Relax. Let me take control. I've got you, handsome. Can't believe I'm finally touching you, finally kissing you. I've dreamt about this moment for months, how it would play out, how you would react, but I could never have expected you to be so willing. You've been lonely, haven't you? Good thing I can fix that. My fingers tracing shapes against your bare skin. You shiver against my gentle touch. Not expecting tenderness from someone who broke into your apartment. Is it breaking in if I had a key? Besides, you haven't felt the touch of a woman since Abby left you. Let me help you forget all about her. Helping you out of your boxers. I get to see how big that clit of yours has gotten. Would watch you give yourself the shot through the window sometimes. Couldn't help but get wet, imagining it was me helping you, injecting you with a bit of tea before sucking you off. I just imagine how your clit would feel between my lips. In just the few months living here, I've watched you grow. Remembering how small it was when you first got here, and, well, you're only going to keep getting bigger and bigger. Repositioning myself against you. That way our legs are interlocked. I can feel your bare pussy against mine. Didn't realize you were this wet. Is this all for me, baby boy? Can't deny that you have feelings for me now. Not when I can feel the proof right in front of me. I'm going to start moving, is that all right? That's good. That's really good. I want you to look down. Can you see what I see? Look at how big your clit is compared to mine. It feels amazing to grind again. Holy shit, baby boy. I didn't realize it was going to feel this good. If I had known, I don't think I would have waited this long to make a move. Would have put that bitch Anna in her place. Would have made it clear that you're my man. Not fucking hers. She was a fool. I could see that she was taking advantage of you. Was just glad that she broke up with you when she did. That way you wouldn't have to suffer in that harpy's clutches any more than you already had to. I know you loved her, but she didn't care about you. Not like I do. She didn't know what a good thing she had. Letting the most amazing guy just slip through her fingers like this. Too bad for her. Now you're mine. I don't even have to share you with anyone else. No. I'm going to make sure you understand. This, what's between us, it's forever. I'm going to teach you that you feel the same way about me. You don't need anyone except for mommy, huh? You like that, don't you? Why don't you try calling me mommy? The way you moan it is music to my ears. Had a feeling you would like to indulge in your not-so-hidden kink. Would watch you enjoy this kind of porn from the window. I even started to listen to it myself. That way I would know what you like. I wanted to make sure that my baby boy enjoyed all of his time with his new mommy. I'm so much better than your ex could ever be, aren't I? I actually care about you, baby. I'll take care of you. Make sure you have everything you could ever need. Not even going to have to give yourself a T-shot anymore. Mommy's going to be there, making sure you're okay. Even doing it for you if it's too much. And if you're an extra good boy, I'll make sure you come right afterwards. That way you start associating getting your shot with being fucked. Hopefully. Oh, fuck. You're making me tongue-tied already. Feel that good, huh, baby boy? Hopefully it'll get to the point where you can't help but get wet at the thought of getting your shots. It's what a good boy like you deserves. Mommy just wants to take care of you. Is that really such a bad thing? Of course it isn't. Clearly enjoying how our pussies grind against each other. I can feel how your clit throbs against mine. So much bigger, so much more sensitive. Do you want to see if you can fit it inside me? Rocking my pussy and moving a bit lower. You feel me angle my entrance with your clits. Oh, never stopping. And just starting to rock differently. You feel yourself inside me, right? That's not all your wetness on your clit, baby boy. That's mine too. You've grown enough to do a little bit of penetration. I can feel you inside me. Oh, it's nice. Gives my hands something to do. Moving between us and starting to circle my own clits. Oh, I can feel how my pussy throbs around you. At this rate, we're gonna have to start calling this your cock. It's far too big to be a clit. After all, it can fit inside me. It really is more like a cock at this point. You've come so far. Should be proud of yourself. Even in just the few months I've watched you, I've seen how you've changed. You're growing into just my type. Everything I could ever want in a boyfriend, a husband. But look at me, getting ahead of myself. Need to teach you to say I love you back first. Without your moving in and out of my cunts, you don't even have to touch yourself. Gonna come inside me, aren't you? Mommy thinks you can do it. Otherwise, we're gonna die trying. Letting me control the pleasure you get to feel. Oh, you just can't get over you're inside me. I never thought this day would come. I always thought I was going to have to keep you at a distance. Have this just be a fantasy. I would imagine doing stuff like this, but never thought it would come true. I was happy to keep you as a pipe dream while you were off the market. But now that Alana is out of your life, it means you finally have space for another woman. A woman who actually loves and respects you. Someone who actually loves you. Who wouldn't treat you the way she did. If she actually meant to be your partner, she wouldn't have left when things got a little bit rough. I know I wouldn't. If you were my boyfriend, then you would be mine completely. I wouldn't leave if you had a bad day. I wouldn't share you with others or even let them look at you. Grinding yourself against me. Pushing yourself further inside my pussy. It feels good, don't it? Love feeling how wet I am. That's why mommy's the best. Avery wouldn't have let you do this. When she realizes what a good thing she missed out on, she's going to come crawling back to you. And you're going to say no thank you, because you have a mommy now. A mommy who adores you, who lets you fuck her, who treats you like the man you are. Oh, love how your mouth feels against my breast, baby boy. Starting to suckle against my nipples. You feel my hips speed up in response. Oh, yeah. Please. Please, that feels amazing, baby. Don't stop. Keep going. My full breasts have always been so sensitive. Going to teach you how to make mommy come from just playing with them. You wouldn't like that, wouldn't you? Going to take care of you, baby boy. Going to make sure you have everything you could ever want. Going to finally be respected. Let that Ariana bitch fade from your mind, because she's just a thing of the past. She never, never deserved a guy as perfect as you. Now she's never going to know how good you really feel. She let the best thing that could ever, ever happen go. But me, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna be silly and make a mistake. I'm going to keep you all to myself, even if that means locking you in the house, keeping everyone else far away from you. You're mine, baby boy. You belong to mommy. You don't have to feel lost or unwanted, because there is someone who's desperate for you, someone who loves you, flaws and all, who wants you just the way you are. Just like this. It's me. This is who I fell in love with. This is who I want. I wouldn't change a single thing about you. No, no, no. Mommy loves you just like this. Oh, oh, it's getting harder to think with how close I'm getting. You can feel how close mommy is to the edge, practically teetering with me. I think you should let go. Come with mommy, baby. Show me how good mommy's pussy feels wrapped around your clits. Come inside me like the good boy you are. Let it all out. That's right, handsome. Oh, fuck. You felt amazing. Oh, did such a good job. Made mommy feel so good. Oh, Just look at you. I'm so proud of you, baby. You did such a good job. Made mommy so happy. Can taste the satisfaction as you melt into the bed. Just don't have the energy to hold yourself up anymore, do you? Can feel that you're still inside me. My pussy keeping your clit nice and warm as you reach up. Starting to play with my breasts again. Never realized that your neighbor next door had such a rag, did ya? Now you get to play with it anytime you want. As long as you keep being my good boy. If you're on your best behavior, then mommy will reward you with stuff like this. You can grab my ass, play with my tits, hold my neck. Really, whatever makes you happy, baby. If mommy wasn't for use, how else would my sweet boy know I love him? It's just one of the many ways I'm going to take care of you. Don't you worry your sweet little head about anything, baby boy. You just relax. Let mommy take care of you. It's what I do best.